DFW.
Drink coffee, but I'm on my way to work instead.
It's supposed to be nice and cool in the morning, though.
65 at my house. My car's showing at 69 right here at
290.
870. Getting there.
Before you know it. Yesterday.
Too bad. Still prepping for the dog to fuck us up. Do a little more of that today to get ready.
When they have those days.
If I want to present to the board members, I'm like, eh, not really, but you know, I will if you want me to.
Head this morning.
I got into the car about 5:20, and when I got to the interstate, I heard Patrick this morning. He went, be in his black hole, but no, I hadn't heard from him.
He's supposed to have his surgery.
Goes good with it. Crazy for 2 weeks. He gets up every morning, or I guess he's in the evening, I guess, and delivers a paper. I can imagine doing it every day.
Well, Fernand, I'm not a nighttime person. I'm a morning person. Well, hopefully he'll be on a daytime schedule, I guess, when he gets done today, for at least for a few weeks.
Just depending on what all he's able to do. I know, I'm sure he don't have to worry about it. When I have my shoulder surgery from work, I'd be a nervous wreck going outside and doing anything. You know, they do watch. I know they do. I know they got certain people that keep an eye on if you go out of work for a work injury. And I've had my shoulder surgery, but I think it is a little different.
My brother said during the night it reports back to the doctor how everything is going.
It won't go too crazy sitting at home for 2 weeks.
Jumping at the bed to get back to driving and back on his route. And across Wade Hampton, and there's about 8 cars coming down through here.
Guess you got to get to where you're going no matter what. Cut it short this morning, but I am getting off of my exit. So I'm going to say 7-3 and hear Patrick again this morning. Tell him, y'all just be safe on the road this morning. This is KO4CF, and I'll be clearing you fine.
Andrew, you have an awesome day, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.
Have a good day. I'm just now coming out of black hole. KO4 HK. Morning, Kim. From Ed, either. Before I went into the black hole, I was out on the road about 5 this morning. So I hadn't heard from nobody until Andrew checked in.
Yeah, this morning, but he hadn't responded.
I've been able to talk to all week this week out of the group.
Our schedules are all kind of mixed up right now. COVID's got everything all botched up. Hours to get home the other night.
I was going to ask how that went.
I'm spot on the interstate for a solid hour.
I was waiting to see if another station tried to come in there with you a minute ago. Yeah, that had to stink just sitting still for an hour on the interstate.
It wasn't any fun.
Cause of the power lines being down.
No, but I know that right there over, kind of right where it happened, they were doing construction there on the south side of the interstate, so I don't know if they did something, loosened up a pole and it sagged down, or I don't know what happened to it. There was a tractor trailer parked on the side. I'm thinking maybe it got tangled up in it.
Be good for him.
That's turned on Dwight Hampton, and then there was a few lights that were out, and the traffic was backed up pretty good because they couldn't get up on the interstate. So it was just causing a serious bottleneck. I heard it was backed up all the way to Highway 9. Nah, from the other day.
Was it evening to yourself last night to play radio, or was Susan off?
I guess now it's been 3 or 4 months now. They've taken the scheduling away from the night manager, and the day manager does all the scheduling for both shifts. And she hadn't had to work at night since then, so she's always off at either 3 or 4. Most of the time she's off at 3 in the afternoon, but today I don't think she gets off till 4, but she goes in an hour later.
I know there before she was working nonstop, it seemed like.
That and doubles and everything. And that she's going in, I think she's worked until 4, so they had another girl scheduled from 8 to 4 and 4 to close. It's like, really, there wasn't no break in between. So Susan's working it so she can have a little bit of a break.
The other day, talking about the restaurants up there at the house. They're pretty much all closing down around 5, 6 o'clock because they don't have enough help.
Here, a bunch of them are, the dining rooms close at 4. I guess that's a regular shift change for those restaurants, and they just don't have any, so the dining room's closed. The drive-thru's still open, but, man, sometimes there ain't but 2 or 3 people in the whole place.
How people are spending money the way they are, and we got nobody working. And then you're talking about listening to the news yesterday, the president's going to do some housing assistance to get people in housing, and lenders are going to lower their standards and blah, blah, blah. Sounds to me like we're going to have all 08 all over again when they do that.
There's going to be issues with doing that. They, they should have been paying they worried about the people that are renting the places, but they didn't worry about the landlords. They're hurting just as bad. If you don't help them out, then they're going to get foreclosed on, and then those houses, the people won't be able to rent them because the mortgage company will put them up for sale, and it's just going to be a vicious rat race. I think you're going to have a serious depression here in just a few years for sure.
Seems to me to definitely be setting up that way, and I don't see how these smart men or women can't see that.
And just to screw it up so that you become more dependent on the Democrats.
I think that's not what's happening, but it definitely looks like it for me, from where I'm at anyway.
Maybe on that, I saw a good one yesterday. It said they couldn't wait until the 5th round of the shots so that the people that only that had 4 rounds could start blaming the people that only had 3 rounds for getting it.
Go about that last night. The I can't remember if it's the FDA, the top brass in there, they're all stepping down because they're a disagreement with the White House over taking the booster shots.
With you on that, and then I saw that now they're saying that they're going to bring back the flu this season. He averaged 32 million cases of the flu a year for 50 years, and then all of a sudden it drops to 0 cases, and nobody thinks nothing about it.
I don't know what the end goal is, but they've got this country so divided it's not even funny. And I know that's probably part of the plan, because divide and conquer, but I don't see how people can be so blind to follow, but it's not the first time in history it's happened.
Learn from history. They just didn't read and study on it. Like you said, it's the same, same thing that they did, back in the 40s or whatever. So, it's going to try to come back around for sure.
Different subject. What do you know about antenna bonding and grounding?
not a whole lot. What you got?
Some more information on it, so I can try to fix the antennas receive on this tool truck. I don't think it's performing the way it should.
Mag basin, you got it on there. You should have a good enough ground plane.
Magnetic base on this one. This is on a mirror, on a like a CB antenna would be mounted on these trucks, because the truck's all aluminum.
NMO mount?
Yes, sir, it does.
A thing that you screw on under the antenna and gives you three radials, you know, sticking out, and then you screw the antenna onto top of it, that'll probably work.
Okay, and all my research on MNO mount grounding and ground planes and that, I've yet to come up with that. So do you know anywhere that sells something like that?
I'll do a quick look and send it to you. I mean, I know I've seen it at the ham radio, you know, websites. I've seen it on Amazon. It just screws on. It screws onto the NMO first, and then your antenna screws onto the top of it, and it, you know, gives you like, you know, 3, 8, or 10 inch radials off of it. Yeah, ground wire from the chassis over to the bracket or something, maybe.
No, I'm making a turn off of 25 on the 290, so I was having to pay attention there.
Yeah, I hate that turn.
To do some research on that, and I don't know, it's just so much information out there, I can't find what I'm looking for, or I'm misunderstanding it once. Find a ground cable that Rugged Radio makes for a MNO mount. It goes under the ring where you pass through on the mount, and then it makes the ground there. But that's the only place I've been able to find it.
I have to look it up, because I thought about, you know, something like that on some of mine when I thought it wasn't, you know, wasn't working well, but this one appears to be working all right. It's just a little cheap $30 antenna.
Black hole up there, I have been talking to y'all, and y'all say y'all can receive me just fine. I can barely make out a word y'all are saying when y'all are talking. I'm having to really pay attention, and it's just so scratchy. I only get like every other word, if that.
Not scratchy right now, but not bad. And then when you first were coming out of the black hole, it was a little bit worse, but it ain't bad right now.
I'm down here on 290, just before the four-way stop.
There now, don't they?
Just a four-way stop. It's got a flashing light to let you know that it's there, but that's it.
They're on 101 where that funky three-way stop was. They finally put a light there.
Needed one there. They're going to have to do it here because people still aren't paying this four-way stop any attention.
People that lived out there in the country their whole life, they ain't going to change.
Through here, I've seen several people run this, just not even slow down. If I wouldn't stop and trying to drive through there, they'd just plow right inside of it.
My daughter had her wreck right there. A guy ran that, and she T-boned him in a little Toyota Corolla. He was in a pickup truck, and it, you know, she hasn't drove since, and that's been like 3 years.
And he got hit there and totaled a truck. He was coming back from the racetrack, rear drag strip down here, pulling a trailer, and somebody hit him.
And you can't see. It's the, I think when they look, they see the, you know, the window post is in your way, and you just think it looks good.
What it is, but I know they don't see those stop signs or the red lights or none of No, they just come barreling through there. So you got to really watch that stop. I'm going to do some research on my antenna grounding and bonding there to find out a better solution. So I don't know. I haven't come up with a whole lot yet.
I get to work on that because I know I've seen them because I was thinking about putting them on mine.
Look, has it's all aluminum, the cab is, and then got that fiberglass shell over top with a steel insert for the pass-through, and then you got the box up above it, so, you know, you're being shielded from that direction unless you can get up above that box, but then you're going to be in trouble with height and dragging on everything and tearing it off.
Truck is, you'll definitely tear it off. I know I had that a really nice antenna on my truck on that mag mount, but I finally snatched it off at a drive-thru, and that was after I moved it down to the side of the hood. He said that sells those concrete barriers like they use out on the interstate.
He saw on Facebook Marketplace that sells those. I'll have to find it again. It's here local in Greenville. I can't remember how much they were, but they weren't expensive, what I thought, anyway. So I'll see what I can find there.
We were needing some out here at work. I was trying to find a place that sold them. Man, I was just really struggling in a place that was local. I mean, I found them at a good deal in Aberdeen. They were in Iowa.
Concrete plants. A lot of times they'll make them with the extra concrete they have, so you might want to check with some of those.
I tried a couple of places, but they were more for like those prefab walls and stuff like that. They didn't do those. It doesn't need to be, you know, DOT rated. I just need them to look like that. Camaro passed me in the left lane. I guess I have to slow down when he catches up with that highway patrol.
There goes the racetrack, the radar detector.
Cars out on the interstate this morning.
The same thing. It seems like there's a lot of extra traffic out here this morning.
AW. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I didn't know if it was just me or what. Even up at the house when I was coming down the little two-lane road, I was seeing a lot of traffic. I was like, man, why there's a lot of people out here for 5 o'clock in the morning. Plans for this weekend?
Son's birthday is on Saturday, and they live in Anderson. I don't know if we're going down there or if they're coming up. But that'll be Saturday evening, and Susan's off on Saturday, but it's the only day she's got off, and I got a 3-day weekend.
Monday.
Yeah, roger.
Go ahead and work Monday, unless the wife's off. I don't know yet. I have to find out.
Schools and went all virtual yet?
Not yet. There's been a big old feud up here, I know that much. We've had two students, one from Brevard High and one from Rosman High, commit suicide, and they're trying to figure out what the reason was, but they think it's got a lot to do with all the stress everybody's putting the kids under.
Our patrol finally caught up with somebody. Yeah, you're right. It's just putting all kinds of unneeded stress on them. You can't half learn. You know, it just making it really hard and ridiculous. You're scaring them to death.
Both sides of the argument, and I can see both sides, but we don't need to be placing it on our kids. They're not adequately equipped to deal with this kind of stress at their age.
Getting hammered by, you know, all kinds of social media stuff, and half of them believe everything that they hear, and so it just makes it that much worse.
I hate to see the kids suffering like this. All I can say is I'm glad mine's grown and doesn't have to deal with it as a kid. He's an adult, so he's mature enough to handle it now.
on the adults, you know what I mean, where, you know, you have to wear a mask sometimes at work, and then you don't, and it's just aggravating.
It's impossible to keep up with all the regulations and changes and mandates, and this place wants that, this place wants this, and I throw my hands up, like where I'm going right now, I can't get out of the truck. I can be on the property, but I can't get out of my truck.
He can come up and get in your truck.
Yep, makes no sense to me, but hey, I'm doing what they ask.
Yeah, they passed the ordinance that said that if you were on the state school bus, you had to have a mask, but that they couldn't enforce it.
Also, listening to the radio earlier, I think it was Spartanburg County short 100 bus drivers. They're asking parents to carpool the kids in and bring them in because we don't have enough bus drivers. I don't know where we're heading, but it doesn't look good from what I'm seeing anyway.
About $15-16 an hour, you know, and you're only looking at, you know, a couple hours in the morning, a couple hours in the afternoon. And I know my first wife and my mother-in-law and everybody, they used to do that. And, you know, you get paid through the summer and got good insurance, and that's not a bad job. You just got to deal with the kids.
Dealing with the kids would be the bad part for me, dealing with everybody else. The worst part of all this is even the adults. We can't have an adult conversation anymore. Just because somebody disagrees with something you say or interprets it a different way, they're hated on both sides. They're talked down to, they're called names, and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, what happened to having an adult conversation when somebody agreed and disagreed, trying to help each other learn from the other side?
Culture today, you know, the media's pushed it until it just became that way, and everybody thinks it's normal.
A little bit further than that. I won't blame the media for all of it. I'll blame cell phones and the disconnect in our society anymore. We don't have a face-to-face conversation where you actually talk to somebody like you and I are right now over the radio. We're not face-to-face, but we're still having an adult conversation. With the keyboard, you can just say whatever you want, and you're anonymous. Nobody knows who you are.
You get the, you know, you can take it the wrong way because you don't get the emotion and the, you know, punctuation and that just from how the text is, and everybody takes it the wrong way.
And I've had that happen to me. I'm not the greatest speller in the world, so I hate texting. Because sometimes I have to change what I'm trying to say because I can't spell a word, and then it just comes out all wrong. So I've had that happen.
If we text back and forth about two or three times, that's about my limit, and then I'm looking for let's just have a conversation.
All these abbreviations that these young kids got, I got no clue what they are. So I have them send them to me in text when they're looking for stuff, and I'm like, dude, complete sentences. I'm an old guy.
Read about that.
How many of them can't write in a complete sentence? All they know is that abbreviation, their version of Pig Latin.
Like the daughter, she tries to, like when she does a post on Facebook, it'll be a big, long, huge paragraph, but it'll be broken up sentences and open-ended things to could lead you to believe one thing or another thing, and that is, I got to where I don't even read them.
A lot to do with why we can't have an adult conversation in this country is that there is because nobody's practicing it anymore, or I won't say nobody, but very few of us are practicing it, and that's why you get so offended over everything. Is because you're used to getting your way on a keyboard and just saying whatever's on your mind with no repercussions.
About that. Well, I'm sitting here stopped between the lines, so I wish we could carry this on a little bit further, but I'll say 73. Hope you have an awesome day, and hopefully maybe I'll be able to catch up with you this afternoon. KN4TFW.
Well, Ken, you have a good day. I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. And, yeah, I'm pulling in here where I've got to stand inside the truck and wait for everybody to come in anyway. So this is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.